Hi, good evening, everybody, and welcome to Creation Lightship Healing. This is Monday, August 11th, 2014, and you're live on the Healing Highway. We have Ron Amatron with us tonight on DBSRadio.com, Station 1, and we'll be taking your questions, calls, and comments live via our user-friendly fast chat and our email address at Yahoo, which is clsquestions@yahoo.com. That's clsquestions@yahoo.com. And you can also check out Ron's homepage, creationlightship.com. And if you'd like, you can bring up the image of the light being. Ron will usually charge that with peace energy for everybody. And we also sometimes like to start off with a Monday clearing. So, Ron, maybe we could do like a clearing, let's see, for muddled Monday, or I forget what we were saying, funky Monday or something like that, because everyone seems to kind of drag themselves back into the week on Monday. So maybe we could do a sample clearing for everybody.
I think they used to call it Mumbly Monday back in
Mumbly Monday.
LA DJs or something had that. I don't know if it's Casey Kasem. I don't know. But anyway. So here we go. Let's clear away the Monday blues or whatever. Maybe you just had a hard time getting jump started. Maybe the weekend held you in the weekend and you're living in the past. And Monday came and you go, I don't want to live here. So here we go. So I'll clear away that energy to get you more in the moment to enjoy Monday. So here we go. Releasing the energies that you would like to have released of one of your situations, or maybe it's brain fog. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay, that should probably do pretty well, I think. So turn it back over to you. Oh, the light beam. So here we go, everybody. Bring up the light beam, and we will charge the light beam up with peace energy. And it should become a little more three-dimensional and look a little more real on your monitor screen. And you should start to feel calmer. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. All right, everybody, there we go. So let's see how the show goes today. So we'll have callers. So if you want to call in about something that you maybe, you know, have went through, maybe did a clearing and it eliminated it from you, or, you know, your life became better, especially, you know, on some of the newer clearings that we have, you know, the free ones, who knows? Let's just see if we can get some positive input there from people that will also help other people who are maybe brand new listeners. So back to you, Elizabeth.
Okay, yeah, that's great, Ron. Awesome on the light beam, too. And if you'd like to call and speak live, you may do so on the BBS toll-free number, which is 888-627-6008, and that's toll-free for the U.S. and Canada. You can also find other direct numbers on bbsradio.com, Station 1 schedule. So, Ron, I was thinking about what you just said and kind of muddling through Monday, and a couple of people have shared testimonials, and also they're asking a couple of questions, and so I think maybe we should just jump right in and start, and maybe we'll get some callers. Also, I wanted to mention, Ron just finished the special monthly four-hour Ascension call on Saturday, and also did the eight-hour healing intensive conference call on Sunday. So if you were on either one of those calls and you'd like to call in about your experience there, that would be fine too. You can also find out more information about those at the top of Ron's website, creationlightship.com. So let's go down to some questions and comments. So the first one is it's an experience that a listener had, and he had a bag that needed to be replaced because the zipper broke. So he went to one store, and the price was too high and not what he needed. Then as he was walking around, he did the mind-to-heart drop and told his spirit that he wanted to spend no more than $7 or $8 on a new sports bag. So his spirit told him to walk a few blocks where he saw an outside vendor who was selling sports bags, and he got a new leather one for only $7. Again, his spirit led him in the right direction, and he continues to write, "Also, thank you, Ron, for the self-sabotage clearing. I ran the clearing 3 times last night, and today I had motivation and became aware of the pitfalls that were keeping me down. How do I spell relief? CLS.
Well, that's sweet, yeah. Yeah, you don't always know what's bugging you or why you're not doing something or what's blocking you, and then all of a sudden, you get the realization by doing the clearing that, wow, that's what I needed, and this energy that was sharing my physical life, which really shouldn't have been there. Could have even been an entity attached, and that entity got released by doing the clearing. So you need to look at that too. Maybe there are self-sabotage entities. And so by doing that clearing, you're doing entities along with maybe what's in your DNA, and all of a sudden they leave, and all of a sudden you're a different person. So that's kind of the way things tend to work. So, yeah, it's very good. It's nice hearing things like that, because a lot of people become stuck and don't know why they're stuck. And it just could be a simple thing just by doing a clearing, and all of a sudden, voila, you're out of that funk. Or you're out of that timeline. Remember, the timelines are what you're looking at. And you may be stuck on a timeline for, 10 years. So do some timeline crashes on your situation and or the mindset that you have. And that could free you up. Just think, in the old days, one of the sayings that the kids would say, something like, don't step on a crack, you break your mother's back, or something like that. Well, what if you did step on that crack and nothing really happened, but you're in fear of stepping on cracks when you're older, And just think what that's doing to just walking. Looking down on the ground makes sure you don't step on a crack, So you have these installed programs that you really know nothing about, but they're controlling you. And once you get them off of you, then, wow, you're able to have free choice again, the way it's supposed to be. So back to you, Elizabeth.
Yeah, that's true. And I think what this email really made me think about is being in the moment and not settling for the first thing that comes along. And I think a lot of the times we will do that because, that's how we've been conditioned or taught. And I think a lot of that mind energy really does come into this self-sabotage that we all do. And it's kind of like your little voice inside your mind. And we all know that mind energy is darkness. So you would want to be in your heart center. So I along those lines, Ron, I have an email here from someone who has the self-sabotage clearing, but they are too busy to do it. And they were writing that they bought this clearing and they have yet to sit down and actually get started on it because so many things have been cropping up that are keeping them busy and keeping them away from doing the clearing. So they were wondering what that might be about, or maybe if you had any thoughts on that, Ron.
Well, getting back to timelines, maybe the timelines you're on doesn't want you to be free. So all of a sudden, the aliens create more timelines to cause havoc and or situations that, maybe you'd plan to do the clearing, I think it's a whole lifetime clearing, so, both you could take is, on the outside is, maybe half an hour, we'll just say, to turn your computer on and to do it. Typically probably 10 minutes. So something doesn't want, you to do that. only because it would be interfering with the timeline probably that you're being drug onto. So that's kind of how I would look at it. Remember, always look at timelines. So whatever's going on, you know, what timeline are you on? And check, do your finger exercises, see if you're in the moment. And I can give one example of a person. He was saving his money to do the whole lifetime emotional clearing. And I don't think he was very old. I think he was maybe like under 30. And he would start saving his money up. And he'd get about, he said, about $20 away from, you know, having the money to pay for the clearing. And something always happened where he had to spend all that money, maybe even go even more in debt. So after about a year and a half, he thought, you know, something's really fishy with this here, you know. So I really want to get this clearing, but it's not working. I can't get it. So he goes, I'll fix them, you know. So he thought, well, I want to buy something. So maybe he put out that he, you know, would have say his clearing was $150, okay? So he said, I'm going to put something out that I want to buy a new computer, like $500, right? And so that was his mindset. And he could have probably used the computer also, okay? But that was where he was going. And he didn't even think about emotional clearing at all. And he said, instantly he got like about $200 coming in. He didn't make his $500. And then he immediately got out of that clearing. And so remember, something's always watching you, you know? That's what they say, you know, like Santa Claus out there, you know? Those if you've been, you know, bat and everything else, you know, those aliens watch you, you know?
You better watch out.
Better watch out. And, you know, think of the God energies over in the Middle East harming all those people because, you know, they want to show the force of will and to harm people through some type of situation over there. So, you know, connected to the different moons that are, you know, the red moons, the blood moons or whatever. But anyway, that's kind of what happened. So you need to look at the timeline. So what timeline are you on? So he's on the timeline of initially probably wanted to do that. And it worked fine, maybe, you know, because he was all gung-ho, got all his energy going, I'm going to get this clearing right, and he's really excited, right? And then all of a sudden they go, up. Oh, now we're going to take him off that timeline of getting the clearing. Now we're going to give him a disaster timeline, so he has to spend that money. So, you know, you want to watch the timelines because you are being controlled by them. And if you feel funky, then just know that you're in the wrong place. You know, and remember, and you can look at the timelines, which is, you know, we'll go into the sci-fi end. You may not even be here living on planet Earth on those timelines, and you think that you are, okay? And the real you, you know, might just be kind of dormant, or you just froze, you know, in space, or froze on the real Earth because they stopped time for you because it's being controlled by time. So once you start realizing how effective timeline crashing is and what it can do for you, you're going to instantly realize that, wow, if I want to change my life, I need to do the clearings that, you know, have been, you know, that are useful for me. And then you also want to get off the timelines that are destructive, that aren't serving you. So that's how I would look at the timeline crashing. So back to you, Elizabeth.
So, Ron, would you suggest doing the self-sabotage clearing in order to figure out what timelines you're on and maybe what timelines you need to be on and which ones you want to get off of?
Yeah, maybe the self-sabotage will open up to you where you are in your life and what's going on. You know, that's a good possibility because you're going into a realm that maybe they're using to sabotage you.
Mm-hmm.
So you're going to alien sabotage energy to get it released off of you. And by doing that clearing, since it's the whole lifetime one, you might starts off at your current age and goes back to being in the womb. And so you might notice maybe more recently when you first started, right? You know, maybe do 5 years at a time. Normally I recommend doing 10 and then walking, you know, 50 to 100 steps so that you can feel your body adjust to the energy because it's being taken away. and you may have, you know, your bones being readjusted and stuff. Maybe some extra pains will leave you. You might feel a lot better, but do the walking and stretching and bend over and stuff. But do it maybe every, you know, five times just to see what happens. You might get some clues of what's going on in your life and how they sabotaged you. Because remember, you didn't do it yourself.
I was just thinking that.
You know better than that. So it's all alien stuff affecting you. So that's how I would look at it. Is, you know, maybe you might get a glimpse or maybe, you know, a quick picture, a flash, you know, instantly of, you know, what it was or something. And you might even find a timeline that you're connected to that you want to now go back in to get rid of. So, you know, the timeline crashes are so wonderful. And whenever you have difficulties or situations, then get on to the now timeline where that stuff doesn't exist. And then reprogram what you want to have happen. And if you're using the psychic billboard, definitely get into the now to reprogram that. Find out where you are, write that down, and then get into the now to reprogram and live your life from the now and use that psychic billboard to get stuff, you know, taken away that everybody else is putting on to you. So back to you, Elizabeth.
Yeah, that's like the trifecta of amazing clearing: psychic billboard, timeline crashing, and self-sabotage. Because, Ron, I was just thinking that, because it's not like we sit here and sabotage ourselves intentionally. It does seem to be coming from a different place, and it's very tricky, because the problem is you sit there and you go, I'm not good enough, I'm not this, I'm not that. And you are made to believe, because you've been doing this your whole life, that it's you, that you're the problem, you know, and that you're creating this. When in fact, and this is the thing that always drives me nuts about, you know, those modalities and methods that are, you know, you have to create what you want in your life. Well, sometimes you can't, because you're on the wrong timeline and you can't even, you know, get out of that. So it's very difficult, and I think a lot of people then feel guilty because they're thinking, oh, I should be doing this, or I shouldn't be working at this job, or my life should be different, and they are suddenly then tricked into believing that this is because of all of their own thoughts or their negative thoughts that have created this. But in fact, these are sometimes outside influences that need to be cleared away from us, so that we can get clear and be heart-centered. And that's sometimes so difficult. And I think a lot of people feel that way, like, this is my fault, or, you know, I'm guilty because of X, Y, Z. And it's sometimes not the case. So that's a really great point, Ron. And I think it's an important distinction for everybody to realize, you know.
That's very good. Yeah, you got it. Hit the nail on the head. Just think, if you were in one of those metaphysical churches that believe in the New Age stuff, and, you know, you happen to be, say, a church member, and this you've probably even seen if you, you know, were in one of those churches, and all of a sudden the person that you really liked and loved, and you've seen them for maybe years, we'll say, all of a sudden they come in and they got their leg in a cast, and you go, what are you going to do? You're going to first think, what were they thinking to cause that accident on themselves, right? They don't look at all the other situations out there and all the alien interference and everything else that caused it in their soul family. They just think, boy, that person really has some negative thoughts to really get hurt that bad, you know? And
yeah,
then a person who has that who has that same belief, you know, they're going to go, oh, man, I don't know if I should go to church now, because all these people looking at me, giving me these bad vibes and courtings, thinking that I really thought some stupid thing to break my leg, you know? So anyway, that makes it even worse.
Well, yeah, it's true, Ron. And, you know, I was just thinking that, you know, there's so many things out there which say, you know, you have to manifest your reality, and you have to do this, and you have to create, you know, whatever it is you want in your life. And that's true. But I think, you know, sometimes it's very difficult to do that. And I think, you know, a lot of people, they get very frustrated, because they see these things and they're like, why isn't this working? Or, you know, this person seemed to has a great life. Why don't I have a great life? And anyway, we could go on and on about this, Ron. It's such a great topic. And I really feel like that clearing is is important and is also going to be so interesting to get some feedback on, the self-sabotage clearing. So has anybody else run that, or what do you guys think? Let us know on the fast chat or email us at clsquestions@yahoo.com or give us a call and let us know if you've done that clearing or if you have had a similar experience sabotaging yourself when in fact you realize like it may not be your fault. It might actually be somebody else or something else that's sabotaging you. So,
yeah.
Ron, did you want to say something? I'm sorry.
That's good. That's good. I was just commenting on what you were saying.
Oh, okay. Cool. So we did mention the moon earlier for a second, and somebody wrote in and was wondering if, because they've been feeling the moon's heavy energy lately, they're asking, is it okay to run the free sample healing, the alien remote viewing disconnection, and put up at the top where the name is, Super Full Moon? We had a blood moon last night, too, came back with a razor cut on my hand. They also put up the full moon in alien attack page under planet decording and alien decording options 7 and 8.
Oh,
so,
yeah, that's bad to have them do that. But yeah, that would be a good thing to do, yeah.
Alien remote viewing.
Yeah, and remember, just because it's, you know, they tell you that it's, you know, happening, you know, we'll just say it was 10 o'clock last night or something, you know, it could be going on for weeks. You know, that influence could be here weeks ago and maybe, you know, weeks more. So you might look at this as a window and, you know, you might want to even go back a month from now and do some timeline crashes on what timelines the aliens connected you to for this moon situation. You know, because remember, if you get where it started at, that's your best bet. And you can also go on, I think a lot of people who know that these planets and things, stars affect them, they have the unlimited planet-star vortex clearing, and they get on there and, you know, do that one to get the stuff off of them. So that's kind of, you know, but yeah, if you wanted to go in there and put that on there, yeah, definitely do that, but just know that. Even though it's not talked about, it could still have influences. So you want to get off those timelines. You know, everything gets back, you know, when you think of aliens, think of timelines, okay, and how they're controlling you. So automatically you should, you know, think about doing some timeline crashes to get this stuff off of you. And sometimes it doesn't take that many. It all depends how entrenched you are and, you know, what's going on. But if you have a situation, like I said, if you get on it for a week and hit it pretty hard, put up a bunch of windows and stuff, you may find yourself having relief in a day, you know. But, you know, it is work, unfortunately. You know, the aliens are doing stuff, and that's just the way it is. At least you got the remedy here to help you with your current situation. And, you know, it's very good. Oh, back to you, Elizabeth.
Yeah, it is. And I think a lot of the times, too, if you're doing like planet star decording, that sounds almost like perfect. I would also maybe try, I'm thinking here, like I was thinking, Ron, I don't know what you think about this, but the Earth Protect timeline crash or the gray skies for moon energy.
Yeah, those both sound pretty good.
If you were to put in, like, moon energy.
Yeah, start having more clearings, and they start using them, they'll kind of figure out or find out what one is maybe the most beneficial for a certain situation. So what you might do is write down the results, how long it took for a given clearing that you maybe, you know, got onto. Because sometimes being in the now, you may not even remember doing the clearing. You might write it down, so if you have a situation coming up again, you can go, ah, this is what I did last time, which I don't remember doing, you know, but I'm going to do it now because it worked, and I'll just see what happens. Remember, the dark side is definitely going to want to take you sideways so you don't do anything. So that's why you kind of want to keep your own little record going of what tends to work for you in a given situation. So back to you, because it's being keyed from you. So that they see the weakness in you, then they put you onto those timelines. So that's kind of what I'm saying. They have to find the weakness first. If you were born in the moment and you lived 40 years in the moment, they're not probably even going to want you. You know, you don't exist to them. So just know that they only tap into you because of the emotions that you experienced in this lifetime, and then they draw upon those and bring forth current situations from your past reality. And normally the past reality is mainly fear situations. So back to you.
Yeah, it's true. And the more that these different entities and energies can keep you in fear, the more they have control over you. So like Ron said, if you're feeling funky or you're feeling weird or you're feeling depressed or, you know, any of these types of emotions, you're probably on the wrong timeline. You're not in the right spot. So it's a question of kind of doing a bit of work on yourself, and it is work, but in order to find out what it is that's going to be most effective in getting rid of your problems or taking away the energies that are causing these problems to occur for you on these timelines. So it's a bit tricky at first, but the first clearing that Ron recommends for everybody, and I know all of our longtime listeners know this, but I just wanted to say in case we have any new people, is the whole lifetime emotional. And you can find all of these the clearings that we've been talking about on creationlightship.com. On the left side, underneath the healing login, there are recommended, and emotional healing is the first one. And then underneath are all the free samples that we mentioned, the alien remote viewing, gray skies and Earth Protect, and satellite timeline crash. So all of those are ones that you can do for free, both on yourself and maybe on some family members if you feel inclined. Okay, so the next question, it's actually more of a testimonial comment, Ron, and this listener writes, my kitties are sometimes starting to bring in creation lightship energy. They look right at me and meow into their deep, loving awareness, and together we seem to be melting into peacefulness. They are getting very peaceful and look like they are seeing peace all around them. It is a very different experience.
Oh, that's great. That's great.
So I know you, a lot of the times, if you are listening to our Saturday show or if you're listening on the conference calls, either live or as an absentee, Ron will bring up your animals, flowers, trees, pets, garden, plants, and they will all get the benefits of the lightship. So that's really cool. They're probably feeling that, especially if this person is a frequent flyer with the lightship, they're probably really getting the benefits of that too, because the pets are often really a lot easier to clear than we are. Okay, so the next question is from a listener who writes, I know I had curses, timelines, and cords put on me against women and people. It would be nice to have them cleared. And I guess I'm trying to think of what, I know that's kind of a difficult one. I think they were asking for a clearing on Wednesday's program, but it sounds like it's a bit more complicated than just doing a sample.
Yeah, it sounds like it'd be pretty deep.
Yeah.
But I can do a sample as a once over here. So if anybody has a situation where maybe the opposite sex they're having problems with, I guess, and it could even be same sex, you know, it doesn't matter. Remember, life is relationship with anything. So if you have a situation with people, and I guess everybody would have that. Anyway, think of your situation, and I'll just clear that out now here. that one situation here. So here we go. Releasing that one situation, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And maybe somebody hexed you at your birth, didn't like you. You didn't like Aunt Harriet, you know, when you first saw her and she put a hex on you, you know, or something. So here we go. So releasing that. So if we can, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And we'll do one for loneliness. That could be maybe tied in here. Maybe the root cause is loneliness, being on the lonely heartbreak timeline. So here we go. Releasing that energy. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. So hopefully that'll help all of you. And if you are a newbie, when you do the whole lifetime clearings, it takes about 20 seconds for each year of your life to clear. And so typically, you're clearing we'll just say 3 years every minute. So it's not a long, involved thing you have to do for hours or months or weeks, you know. Should have made that in order, but, you know, other practitioners, they take that long, and you're totally dependent on what they're doing for a long time. This is a one-time shot. You do it once, and it's done. If you want to go back in and do it again, you may get stuff that's come up more recently after the clearing, but, you know, some people like to do it more than one time, although for myself, it's not needed. You know, you can do that. And then after that, get the unlimited. And, you know, go on there whenever you get your buttons pushed with that situation or whatever and get out of it instantly. And again, it takes 20 seconds. So, when I have a new life, 20 seconds is all that it takes. So, back to you, Elizabeth.
Yeah, that's true. And I was just thinking in lines of what we were talking about earlier with the self-sabotage clearing, you kind of have to be ready for the changes that will come after you start doing all these clearings. And I think that's a really important point because you have to ask yourself, well, am I ready to do this? Do I really want my life to change? And I think a lot of people maybe think that they do, but then the reality of it is maybe they're not ready for that. So I know, Ron, you always say you have to own where you are, and if you're not ready to sort of embrace that, then, you know, you might want to wait until you are ready because it does impact your life significantly. I mean, anytime you go and start changing things around.
you're cleaning your slate. So if you needed a heartache or loneliness or people getting pissed off at you, you know, to move forward in your life, you do a clearing and all that's taken away, all of a sudden you're going to go, uh-oh, what do I do now? I'm used to being controlled by people. Well, you just choose again and get controlled by people. You know, you can go back into a new reality yourself. But, yeah, I want to get beat up some more, but how do I do this? And then you can maybe look back upon your past, figure out how to get beat up, and you can start a whole new pattern, brand new, and have that done. So, yeah, when you do the clearing, especially the emotional one, you're not going to be drug into emotional situations, you know, and if you needed that to feel good about yourself, that you got to be a people pleaser and, you know, smile all the time at people and carry on this persona of who you're really not, but it worked for you, that will be taken away from you. You know, you're going to be in neutral. And, you know, if certain words got you really upset when somebody said something, those words really should have no meaning to you anymore. So you have to look at that. And, you know, you go, wow, I used to really get upset or get motivated, you know, and because I was driven by my emotions. And now you don't have any, basically, because you're going to be at peace. So do you want peace to rule your life or do you want to have situations that are detrimental to you, giving you high blood pressure, getting you upset, not sleeping at night? So that's still your choice. So if after you do the clearing, you can't hit an undo button and go back like on your computer, you know, like in work, oh, I made a mistake. I better click back about three different steps. It doesn't work that way. It's gone. That's why peace replaces it. Now you have to reinvent your life. And if you're not that type of person, then you might feel very lonely. And, you know, because you're trying to use an old pattern that you probably can't even find. So that's the whole thing. You know, you have to be able to step into the new you. That's what the clearings are for. Everybody, you know, in life wants to become a new person to get rid of their old, you know, all those self-help courses and stuff. They do that. They want you to change your you know, reality of who you are to become somebody else. And so they give you a program to do that. It's kind of like on TV, I heard about it, you know, instantly. Somebody was talking about, oh, you can go out and learn how to flip houses and buy people's, you know, distressed property and stuff and make lots of money. We teach this course. Well, it might be good, but I don't think I would want to do that, to take somebody's house and, you know, from them. Somebody else may love it where they can make some money and flip it or something, but I would not do that. You know, that's causing harm to that person, you know. But what I'm saying is that person that's doing that is giving you a technique, we'll say a modality, to become a new you to do this, okay? So you're getting a different program, a different way of learning, okay? And, you know, I don't believe in causing harm to people. So anyway, back to you, Elizabeth.
Yeah, it's kind of that point where, Ron, you don't want to take advantage of another's misfortune in order to sort of create your own new reality. So there's also that to consider. It's a really great point, and I think a lot of that comes from just needing to be heart-centered, and people do a lot of the things that they do because they're reacting to something, and or they're reacting to what their mind is telling them, or sabotaging themselves, and seems to be a theme tonight, but they're telling themselves that they're not good enough or they're not, you know, whatever enough, and they have to go out and get more. When you're in peace, that doesn't happen. So you have to be ready for that, and you have to be ready to come from a place of your heart rather than your mind and your mental energy and all that mind chatter that is just really not really guiding you. It's more distracting you and keeping you in the darkness. So it's kind of a big thing to let go of, I think, for a lot of people. But once you do, you really will feel peaceful and also feel the change and see the change in your life by clearing away all these densities. So somebody's asking if we could give some examples of how to use the specific incident section of the self-sabotage clearing.
I guess since your day starts out when you wake up, right? You know, how do you feel when you wake up? Are you late to work? Are you early to work? You know, if you're late, then that's self-sabotaging you. Maybe, you know, for some reason you have a pattern to where maybe you set the alarm clock half an hour before you need to get up, so that kind of wakes you up and, you know, that works for you or something. Then there are those people also, or not those same people, but there are people who might run their bedroom clock 10 minutes ahead. So all of a sudden when they wake up, they know that they're 10 minutes ahead in time, and they think they got an extra 10 minutes. They're cheating time, you know. So, or maybe, you know, you just don't want to get up. Maybe you go, oh, man, I don't want to go to work today. I just feel awful. And then you go back to bed and supposed to sleep for a half an hour, sleep for an hour. Then you wake up and go, oh, man, I need to go to work. I'll get fired, you know. So that could be where it starts at. You know, look at that situation and just see what, you know, what do you do when you go to the mailbox? Are you happy to see your mail? Are you happy to see a bill? Well, the bill, you know, I don't know if anybody's happy, but, you know, you did use a service or you bought something that maybe you used once, and now you got a $100 bill for it, and you can't return it because you lost the receipt. That's it. You go, there's your self-sabotage, right?
Sounds familiar.
So look at what timeline are you on, and how are they controlling you? Now, if you notice, I'm not saying that you're doing this to yourself. You know, it's a possibility you could be. But the aliens are probably having a great joke on you. So look at more of the aliens doing it to you and get rid of you being self-sabotaged, you know, by yourself as if they're doing it. So when you do that clearing, it's going to be clearing a lot of stuff away. And, you know, it's possible you bought onto one of those patterns to self-sabotage yourself because you had a mindset. Where'd the mindset come from? It came from your ancestors. That came from the aliens, too. So the whole thing is, what are the aliens doing to you? And even though you're suffering those consequences right now, maybe, now look at it and release the energies. So, you know, I knew people who didn't like buying gasoline for their cars. I knew one person anyway. And so they go, yeah, I wait to get gas when the thing hits E. I go, well, man, what happens if, you know, the gas station is closed for some reason and you only got a gallon of gas, you got to drive a long ways, you know? But there are people who might have that mindset. They don't want to pay for gas because it's too expensive, so let the gas tank run down so it's, the car's about ready to not run anymore, you know? That's the self-sabotage thing. So anyway, there's all different types of things that people have. And, you know, it comes from somewhere, you know, and it's typically inside of you, then the aliens create the timelines to prevent you from doing something. So look at that and figure out where you are in your life. What don't you like about life? What don't you like about yourself? That could be another issue. So that's actually two issues. You know, what's that old saying? Should I, could I, or whatever, something like that, you know?
Should have, could have, would have.
Yeah, would have. You know, well, it's over with. That's an old timeline, you know? But create a new one where you know what the situations are, you know? Maybe it's like gambling. You know, maybe you went into one of the reservations, at least that's what people normally have, where they have legalized gambling. You know, so you go in there with, we'll just say, $1,000, and you spent it all in two nights or something, you know? And now you look at it and you go, man, I shouldn't have done that. Well, now you can learn a self-sabotage, you know? So, you know, to just look at what's going on and how you can benefit your life in a positive way. So you're trying to get rid of stuff that's bothering you, that's connected to you. And just go in and start putting issues in, whatever it is, you know. Maybe you're self-sabotaging yourself because you want to, you know, eat popcorn at the movies, you know, or something, or whatever, you know, and you overeat or whatever, you know. There's always something
yeah.
going on.
Yeah, it's true. And in terms of a specific incident, I would just say, what do you notice yourself doing? And then just describe that incident when you notice yourself doing this. Like, because you're right, Ron, overeating is such a huge thing that people do, or they are feeling sad, so they just start eating emotional eating and all of that types of behavior. It all seems to be because there's something going on there. There's like an emotion that you can't or don't want to deal with. So that's what I think you have to look at, and look at the incident that caused you to have that emotion, and then just write it down and then put it into that specific incident box. Like, you know, my mom wouldn't let me have candy when I was 5, so now I just eat all the candy that I want. Or, you know, that could be like an incident, right?
Yes, uh-huh.
Okay.
Yep, that could be.
So or popcorn or whatever.
Yeah. But, you know, check out and just see how you're attached emotionally to an issue and put that down for self-sabotage.
Okay. All right. So that's a great explanation, Ron, and hopefully this helps this listener out. And we do have a couple more questions that hopefully we can get to before the end of the show. Is there anything else, Ron, you wanted to say about the self-sabotage clearing or how to use it?
No, I think it's pretty, once somebody starts using it and they start seeing a result, then you're going to see more issues there.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I gave that one free for the people who are on the, you know, the calls this month. And, you know, after that, they can, you know, get on and get the unlimited so they can have it for $50 and stay on that. But you're going to start uncovering situations. And it's kind of like, you know, when you're in pain, and maybe you're in a car accident and you have a lot of different areas that got bruised or something. Well, the strongest pain that you have is what you're feeling. Once that starts to subside, then you're going to get the next one coming up. So, you know, this is the way it kind of works. You're going to start seeing situations that you could probably relate to once you get rid of one of the other ones. And so you might think that you got this one issue or something, but it's really maybe going back five or six other, you know, deeper. Once you get that one cleared, you're going to find another one that popped up. That might start to help you out. So I think that'd be a great clearing.
Yeah.
If somebody stayed on that for maybe, you know, a month or two, they'll get the unlimited and just do it maybe every once a week with an issue or something. I would think after probably 10 issues, they probably think life is pretty good, you know. So back to you, Elizabeth.
Yeah, I think I'm going to try that, Ron. This clearing sounds really great. And I just had a thought while you were speaking, and it slipped my mind. Maybe it'll come back to me, but I guess we'll just move on to another question. So this next question is asking if you know any clearings that would be good to do for Lyme disease. And this listener has completed the body jump start. They're getting some relief. They're still symptomatic, and they're wondering what to do next. I would think alien attack.
Yeah, alien attack, and maybe the...
I think that's from the tick bite.
Yeah, I think we got a blood clearing too, don't we?
Yes, I'm going to search right now and I can
find it. Yeah, a blood barcode clearing. I'd try that one.
Yeah, there's several. There's alien blood barcode removal, blood and circulatory system clearing, and also a blood clearing for all the generations, seven generations, and going far back to, you know, 43 to 49.
Yeah. And then also find out, you know, if you did get, you know, bit by a tick, go back to when you got bit initially.
Mm-hmm.
You know, maybe
timeline
you got bit
crashes
a month ago, and do some timeline crashing. And, you know, maybe even if you're, you know, somehow you have the T-shirt on, having, you know, saying, you know, please bite me ticks, you know, kind
right
of being, you know, but if you had that T-shirt on, then you may want to go back to when you were a child and do it maybe month by month, maybe do 50 timeline crashes and move it up to your current age. I know it sounds like a daunting thing to do. You're going to go, oh, no, it's going to take me 3 months or so. Well, maybe next year you're going to be tick-free, you know? So that's what I would kind of suggest is go back to the root cause and just see if that can, you know, get rid of it throughout your whole life.
Yeah, that's a real heavy one, and I think you just have to keep chipping away at it. Just keep timeline crashing, keep doing the alien attack, and just get rid of it. It's a tough one, but you can do it. And I think it's like, I always say this, it's like peeling an onion, like what you were just talking about when you start, like if you did the self-sabotage clearing for a month, and you'll notice like all these other things that are coming up, like the deeper you go, I feel like sometimes the more issues are unearthed, but then it's also at the same time kind of a gift because you are then able to go in and clear those. So it may take some time, but I would stay on that one. I would stay right on top of that one and just keep timeline crashing and be really aggressive with the clearing the blood and doing the alien attack removal. And I think in alien attack removal, there is actually a specific drop down for a tick. So I would run that, too. I know some other listeners have written in about that, and I think that's what I remember them talking about. Oh, and somebody on the fast chat suggested bites and stings clearing. So thank you. That also sounds good. All right. And the bites and stings healing is actually, you can get it for a single person by the month, and it's very reasonable. So if you get that for a month, that would be a good one to do, especially if you're still feeling symptoms. Now, Ron, I was going to ask you, because I know when you're doing all these healings and you're getting all this stuff out of you, is there something good to do for your body that will help you release these carcasses and toxins of all this die-off of this stuff that's getting cleared?
Well, on the Sunday calls, we're doing a lot of clearing, so normally I have people take a shower about halfway through it, we'll say, you know, or after that. So it's always good to shower up after a clearing. You may want to try that if you're doing any type of clearing, to take a shower, and that could maybe help cleanse your auric field and just make you feel a little better. You know, people always like to say to drink water, so that's kind of necessary too, because your body will be eliminating things or stuff sometimes. But as far as anything else, that's probably about it. You know, everybody may have their own particular type of vitamins or something that they want to take or whatever they're doing. But, you know, the water is a good thing, you know, to just rinse your body off. And also, remember, people will cord you and bring you back to where you were. Okay, now we'll go a little further with that. Okay, so we're talking about people doing it. But what if you had that piece of clothing, whatever it was, party dress that you wear maybe once a month? You go to your church bazaar or something, you know, and everybody connects to you, and you wear that because that's your favorite piece or whatever. And that could have bad energy on it. So you may want to also wash your clothing. I'm sure if you're a suit person, very possibly, you know, it may be difficult to get your suit dry cleaned or something. But if you're around a bunch of people, they could even connect their energy into the fabric of your clothing. And also even maybe, we'll just say that for some reason you're unhappy every night and you cry a lot. I'm just kind of drawing that. Well, what's the energy going into? It's going to go into your pillow. So get rid of your pillow, get a new pillow, because you're entrapping yourself into what, you know, your past reality. So you might look at that also.
Wow, yeah, that's great, great advice, Ron. And I find that, like, doing the shower and the drinking a lot of water is helpful when you're running clearings. Also, like, if you can sweat a lot and then take a shower, it's great. Either through exercise or a sauna or some type of a thing like that. I find like that's really helpful too. So if you are on the Sunday calls too, that sounds like a great supplement to any healings or clearings that you're doing. And I think we maybe have time for one more question. It's 53 after. So we'll just take one more and then, Ron, we can wrap up. And just wanted to thank everybody for all your great questions, and also for all of your comments on the fast chat. They're always helpful to our listening audience. And so the next and final question is, someone wrote in and they have to go to an important business meeting and they have the names of all the people that are going to be in the meeting. What is the best way to clear them beforehand?
The space clearing might clear the space where you are, although I don't know if it's going to clear the people. Maybe doing the psychic billboard and maybe putting the location and maybe their name in, but that would be, that'd be kind of difficult. What you do is you want them all on your timeline, okay? So that's the whole thing. So what I'm hearing you say is, you know, you're going to a meeting and it's probably going to be opposition there, you know, right? So ideally, if there's only a few and you deal with these people all the time, then, you know, by all means, do an emotional clearing. Go on, pay for the emotional clearing for these people. Do them one at a time so that they're not going to be bringing in the old stuff. So, you know, that's the best thing to do.
Yeah, that, I was also thinking if there's a lot of people, I mean, this would take some time, but you could run the free 2000 Year of Darkness barcode clearing on all of their names before the meeting.
Yeah, that would be good.
Meeting goes. I would just be curious to do that just to see how it would go. Because I bet if everyone had that clearing done, and that does take some time, so you're going to be at it for a while, but I would just be so curious to see what the outcome would be, Ron.
Yeah, that'd be quite interesting to see what would happen, yeah.
Yeah, and that's a free clearing, so try that or do the emotional. But I think we're going to have to wrap up because it's 55 after, and it's been a great show. Thank you, everybody, so much. I can't believe how fast these shows go. Really appreciate all of your input. And, Ron, I don't know if you would like to do the Mind to Heart drop for everybody. I'll turn it over to you and just say thank you and good night. And also check out Ron's website, creationlightship.com, for all of the upcoming news and events. And we're so glad you could join us tonight on the Healing Highway. Over to you, Ron.
Okay, Mind to Heart drop. So commanding your spirit to take the thoughts inside of your head. That's normally where people think from, and drop them into your heart center where your spirit resides to give you peace. So here we go, dropping down, doing it out loud, and you should do it yourself out loud. So here we go, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Okay, everybody, thank you, blessings.